Hachette Audio presents The Dissident, Alexei Navalny, Profile of a Political Prisoner. Written by David M. Herzenhorn. Read by David DeVries. To my wife, partner, and best friend, Christina Pan Marshall, whose own work internationally as a U.S. lawyer specializing in compliance and ethics proves that the fight against corruption is universal and, as Alexei Navalny maintains, a core pillar of democracy. It is thanks to Christina and our sons, Miles, Isaac, and Ellis, to whom this book is also dedicated, that I was able to live my dream as a foreign correspondent and to witness firsthand some of the key events described in these chapters. And to my parents, Jamie and Janet, and my teachers in the New York City public schools, PS 32, IS 227, and Townsend Harris High School, who made writing a joy worthy of professional pursuit. Introduction. Alexei Navalny wouldn't die, he wouldn't stay away from Russia, and even more vexing for the Kremlin, he just wouldn't shut up. After Russian government assassins allegedly poisoned him with a deadly nerve agent in late August 2020, Navalny, the foremost political opponent of President Vladimir V. Putin, spent more than 2 weeks in a coma in a German hospital. When he woke up, he declared that he would return home to Moscow as soon as he recovered. He would not be cowed into exile. Barely 3 weeks after regaining consciousness, while still suffering tremors and other after-effects of the poisoning and the heavy medications that saved him, Navalny sat for a long interview with Yuri Duch, a popular journalist and YouTuber, in which he accused Putin of presiding over the impoverishment and degradation of Russia, and even mocked the government for its incompetent assassination program. At first, Duch and Navalny chuckled about the strange parallels with an interview they did 3 years earlier. In 2017, Duch noted, Navalny had just come out of detention after being arrested at a protest. In 2020, he had just emerged from a coma. In 2017, Navalny noted, someone had splashed antiseptic in his face, staining him bright green. In 2020, Special Service operatives had splashed Novichok, a chemical nerve agent, on his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?